Welcome back to Aether Stream. Joining us today, we have Croatoan, Dylan Thorne, Enki, and myself, Tilp. So about all the things that we were wrong and some of the things that we were right about. I know this is coming out super late, guys, and I do apologize for that, but life happened. A lot of stuff happened. You know how February was for the world and whatnot. So we'll skip past that. We'll go straight into all of our fun stuff. How is everybody doing?
Been busy.
Yeah, there's a lot of
lots of stuff to do.
I'm good. I am thankful that I don't live in Texas, and I'm really, really sympathetic to all my friends who do live in Texas. I've seen some photos, and holy crap. When you go through a storm, and one of the most prevalent pictures after that are pictures of icicles hanging off of ceiling fans inside of your house. You know, the stuff hit the fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, take care if you're in Texas. We're so sorry. Like,
yes.
Didn't do it to you, but we're sorry anyway.
I will honestly admit, I didn't think it was that bad when we got hit with it. And then to find out, not even 3 days later after we got hit up here in Montana, that storm just continued on to Texas is like, oh, God, I don't wish that upon anybody.
It's like the world's worst date. They picked you up for about 5 minutes. They're like, "Hey, you suck." They left you alone, and now they've gone to bother everybody else.
Yeah. Oof, bad taste in my mouth.
You dodged
there.
A bullet there.
Yeah, like we were having negative 40 degrees up where I live, and then down there they were hitting 20s, 30s with 6 inches of snow that they are not capable of handling at the time. Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad.
To do the mental gymnastics, I would like to note with temperature every time you guys say anything in Fahrenheit, because my brain is geared towards centigrade. So I hope you're making me do math.
I think math wise, I was negative 20, I think it is. And down there in Texas, it was like -2 to -3 in Celsius. Also, angry cat in the background. So hopefully all of you are doing well and staying safe. As far as I'm aware of, they've gotten majority of everything back to functionality, but I could still be wrong because, you know, small towns don't get reported on.
Right, and who says it's not going to happen 5 minutes? Not to doomsay or anything, I'm just saying. This is one of those years. We thought 2020 was crap. Here comes 2021 saying, hey, hold my beer.
You know, at this point, I know who we can actually blame. Oh. Fandaniel.
Fandaniel?
Yes.
Fandaniel. Absolutely. Brought the pillars and changed the weather.
Creating Ishgard weather everywhere since...
since 2021.
I'm sorry, I've played Oblivion. I know how this game goes. It's like, Fandaniel, you're not being original, honey. I've been through an Oblivion game and your tower ain't sugar, okay?
Oh, shots fired.
Amazing.
Deserved. He needs to stop being dramatic and doing the hand gestures before I give him a smack.
I give that to you, and I expect you to slap his hand come 6.0. Speaking of 6.0, Endwalkers, what do you guys think of the title?
I like the title, but has anybody noticed how the title card, it looks like there's a Star Destroyer on there?
Yes.
It looks like a Star Destroyer. And I'm like, okay, what is this? Explain this to me, Square Enix.
Okay.
I know that you like modeling a lot of your games off of Star Wars and other fantasy games, but this is a step too far, mama.
Okay, listen. There's two main recurring characters in every Final Fantasy title, Biggs and Wedge. We had to know that the Star Destroyer was coming one day.
Right, because we have a Biggs and Wedge in every game, and now
we also
maybe they get to pilot it. Who knows?
We also went to through a trash compactor in the Praetorium, which is definitely Star Wars reference. So,
I totally forgot about that.
Except nobody got maybe squished or kind of half drowned by some kind of weird right. trash mutant.
Yeah, like while we're talking about that comparison, the first thing I also have to add to that is like. At least the Garleans, their troops can hit the broadside of a barn.
That is true. And you know what? It's either a Star Destroyer and or I'm wrong and it's a giant slice of pizza. Because actually, those are the only two I
got. The prevailing theory that I have heard is that it's actually the Void Arc.
Yep, that's what I've heard as well. And oh, I just wanted to,
again.
Yes, that trash is coming back. We're getting to talk to Kate Sith. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Talking to Kate Sith, I don't like. I like.
I mean,
the mock raids very, very much.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the Void Arc. The only problem is there's like the power source. We kind of killed it, so it's like.
Yeah. Like how? I mean, is it did it just like float somewhere? Did somebody else replace it? Is it like batteries? You put new one in if the old one is kaputsky or what?
We need another powerful void sand. Who volunteers?
I mean, they have Lunar Bahamut, so
it's got chain of Lunar Bahamut be a power source.
I don't know, like I can't be our Duracell bunny for a bit. Why don't you?
Daniel, can we just? Can we just borrow your Lunar Bahamut?
Need some ether.
I had this mental picture of like, I mean, we've all seen it. Like, sometime, like we're going down the hallway, or not hallway, highway, and somebody has like a broke down car, and there's people behind it pushing it. I just see like the Void Arc going to the moon, and like Lunar Bahamut is behind it trying to push it.
I mean, he really is the only one to be able to get out and push at this point. I think we murdered everyone else in true wall fashion.
Yeah. I can't deny it. Yeah, we've put people to sleep, sort of say. Yeah, they're six feet under. Nap time, or would you like some worms? Yeah, I can actually see that. I did post a little picture just a second ago for the hosts to see, and if I could find it on Twitter, I'll retweet it. Endwalkers plus Space Beans.
Oh yeah, like, the Among Us community team made that. That was great.
Yes, like I saw that pop up, and I'm like, I love it.
Oh yeah,
well played.
One of the more surprising events was finding out the Among Us community team member plays Final Fantasy 14.
Right?
Oh, so okay.
Crossover everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, they were asking for the crossover.
Oh my goodness. Now I see this like little mini game in the gold saucer where we're all playing Among Us and throwing people out.
If they put that in, I'd be dead. I don't think they'd do that.
Yeah, if Square doesn't do that, I can see the Final Fantasy fan community doing something like, oh, which one's the Garlean imposter?
There's probably already an RP venue, someone doing that a bit somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Playing Among Us in game.
So, guys, I have a confession. As you guys know, I picked up a puppy a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure most of you know what puppies are like. They're a lot of work. So... maybe it's not Tilp who hasn't done his homework this time. It's me. I admit it's me. So yeah. Can you guys walk me through all of the neat stuff? Apart from Sage, Gundam, whatever. Because it's Gundam, okay? Maybe walk me through that first, because I haven't looked at that. I know it's called Sage. I know there's laser beams, and I know it looks like Gundam, but that's pretty much it.
Yep, definitely can. But first, I want to point out, I just went to the Sea of Clouds, the Void Arc, and I'm sending this picture in our chat as well, is still flying in autopilot mode, circling the Sea of Clouds.
For now.
Who left it out of park?
I think it does its rounds, because it's usually in the evening that it appears.
It just doesn't look pizza-shaped enough to me.
It doesn't
look like a doorstop. It doesn't.
No.
It's not a slice of cheesy goodness. It's more like a beetle that just got stepped on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a lot of spikes.
If anything, the Lunar Whale Final Fantasy III reference, because we did get a lot of Final Fantasy III references, especially with the minions that are coming out with the FanFest that's in May, was it?
Yeah, May.
But we'll go over that a little later as well. Let's actually dive into our little chat. So, obviously, first thing we get is what looks to be like a desert. I got pulled up this trailer again to actually describe it. And I'm going to skip parts of it, but obviously It starts off with that grunge tunage that a lot of you, I think Kroa actually said, you know, a reminiscence of like Creed.
Yeah, it put me back in like Nirvana days, like
yes,
90s alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that lone figure walking on the moon, and of course, the first thing that comes to your mind is, oh, it's an assassin. And I mean, clearly, just how it's dressed with the cloak and everything, you can't deny it. But then you see the footstep, and it's paladin armor, which I don't know if some of you have gotten that reference before. Final Fantasy. I said 3 earlier. I meant 4.
Yeah, it was Final Fantasy 4.
God damn it, Tilp. Ruining stuff already.
I want to know where he got the shoes that say Square Enix underneath.
I have the Toy Story reference there.
Where did you get them kicks?
It must be the same company that made Woody.
Has to be.
So obviously, after that, it goes into the world map, and the world map is on fire.
Literally everything.
And of course, yeah, like everything. And it zooms in Lenosha. I didn't notice that before, but it zooms in Lenosha, and it does make sense, especially with, what is that place called, Kroa?
The floating city of Nim.
Yes, Nim. And I picked up that, but I didn't like pick up that they zoomed in on Lenosha. We get the red dragon. If you've done, I'm just forgetting all of the places. This is why you do your homework, kids.
Or is that like that thing that's in Amdapur?
So those are actually the creatures in the trailer. Those are void sent. They call them Dehawks, and they're basically when a void sent gets pulled into the source, they opt to corrupt a corpse of a dragon. So that's they're technically, I don't know, it's they're void sent in dragon corpses.
One hell of a meat suit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, you can. Definitely. It's like, wait a second. But yeah, so pretty ominous point there. The vibes I get from that essentially is the kind of like a reference to back when 1.0 happened when Dalaran was falling. The borders to the void was like really shaky during that time. There was actually like a ton of void scent that would spawn randomly in 1.0. And that's where that's where you first met Atomos and stuff like that. Like etherites would get locked out because the void scent were like draining the ether from it and stuff like that. So that's what I was getting. Like that was the sense I was getting. Like the void scent are starting to like invade because the borders are starting to become more thin. Something to that effect.
Yeah. But, so I'm kind of having a hint at what we had in 1.0 as well, where and same with 5.0 in the first, where the crystals are half blue, half orangish color, you know, the sign of calamity coming. I kind of have a feeling that all of our aetherites are going to be doing that again.
If they're brave enough to shut them off again. We'll see. Because they did it. They shut the aetherites off in 1.0, but You had to kill the void scent to get them back operational. But
that would not be fun.
The wall loves a good opportunity for murder, so I
see a lot of the stuff that we saw at the end of 1.0 making a comeback before the expansion drop. I keep on telling my friends, it's like, okay, after 5.5, start logging out in your in rooms. Just do it.
Yeah. That is one thing I would love if they brought back is those
the nightmare scene.
Yes. Even if like you have, or well, I know they can't implement it in your homes because that's just too much coding and whatnot, but it would have been nice if you do that on the inns, and it was so good.
Yeah.
Especially the Hildebrand one where you just wake up and he's just like, up here. It's like,
I don't
holy
know whether
crap.
I don't need that and really don't need that.
You don't want that nightmare fuel. Trust me. You don't want that nightmare fuel.
I don't know. It's 2021.
Like the way the way I remember it was Hildebrand's just got his cheesy grin on. And you wake up and you're like, ugh.
As long as it's not Fan Daniel, it's fine.
Amazing.
Nah, it's gonna be Xenos.
Oh,
you'll just see, good morning, pretty boy. And you just open your eyes and you see him with a grin on his face. You fall out of bed and he's gone. That's it. That's the only nightmare you get of that.
Still remember how much the cutscenes from the Edda storyline scared the living crap out of me. So, like, if they do nightmares again, I just imagine that, but even worse.
Yeah.
You know Xenos isn't going to be in the room with you because that would be violating the restraining order.
Yes. As he's clearly sitting in top of the pillar of Garlemald. But we'll get to that as we get past the trailer. So Alize is knocked down. Obviously, the warrior like comes in with paladin gear. And then all of a sudden, we get our first hint at the new job. These little Gundam, as Enki said earlier, Gundam pieces, or I don't know, like half of like Guilty Gear. Like any fighting game has that mecha robot with the floating wings that are also used as laser beams.
Can I point something out about the way this class looks?
Yes.
It's supposed to be Charlian. It doesn't look very Charlian, does it? It looks very Magitech.
It does look Magitech.
And it looks very, very neat. I was hoping they'd go with a different direction from Scholar, because Scholar has its own issues and I wish they'd work on that. I hear this is going to work very much the same and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I feel like, so, jumping ahead a bit, but like the best part about it, adding a new class, is that they're able to address the issues of the previous role. So because they're adding a new healer, they're definitely going to be fixing a lot of the healer issues that have been going on lately, because now they have a chance to focus on healer specifically. So since Sage is being added, they're definitely going to, like, Scholar's definitely going to be a lot better in 6.0. At least all the healers will have some sort of, like,
low bar there, isn't it? A pretty low bar. Ground level, I would say.
Yep, I agree. Right now.
I've not touched it to see, or so. I defer to the proper healers. I'm not going to lie, I only have it capped because I got Summoner capped. That's like, it's a free healer. Nutshell? It's a free healer for me whenever the role is
in need. And you don't have to do too much. It's like, hey, Eos, you're useless still. Eat the fairy. Can we do that still? I don't think we can do that anymore. I don't think we can eat her anymore. No.
So,
pixie dust.
Oh, pixie dust. Nom nom. Want some fairy wings? So, you know, obviously it starts circling around because Alphano is the new class, which is Sage.
Bye-bye, carbuncles.
Goodbye, cool carbuncles that we never get.
Right.
Carbuncles 2021, bring it, Yoshi P. We need them. Anyways, so camera circles around the dreaded dragon and our team, and then it cuts to flames. And as it flames up, we get our new favorite person that we love oh so very much. He decides to go up in an elevator, and then as Fan Daniel exits this elevator, we get our pretty boy restraining order still in persistent boyfriend, girlfriend.
He's in full bore mode, sat there. Like, the world is burning around him. It's literally
he's just vibing at the end of the world, you know? Like
hello, yes, Mr. Apathy. Are you okay? Clearly not. Isn't this what you wanted? Would you like some birthday, Katie? Did we forget your birthday? Is this the problem?
Ooh, don't even say that.
Not even a hint of a smile there, and I'm like, okay, maybe I should have expected this. But
yeah,
not even a little hint of maniacal glee. Like,
nope, just a smile, and he's just like, just dream of the days that I meet my friend I oh so long for.
The only person to give him any competition.
Yep. Speaking of competition, probably. Rubbish. I could just see it now. I'm not going to sing the song because I don't want it to be copywritten, but obviously we know which Nightcore is going to be playing in his head.
Oh my god.
Anyways, so as Fan Daniel's walking onto the platform where Xenos is on his throne, we get a small glimpse, and I obviously didn't pay attention to it because I was more like, ah, this is so exciting. Look at that plane crash. Look at the fires. Yeah. Dragoon jumped. there's a scythe. I know they said that they would never do scythes. You can see the scythe clearly as it's zooming in. If you pay attention to the left side of the throne, and then you see Xenos on the right side. And, you know, airship comes barreling down in flames. Check that out.
It looks like it could be something else, though.
It could be something else, but it definitely looks like a scythe. And we'll get more into that, especially with the shirts that Yoshi-P had.
Right.
So, obviously, we hear, which I believe is the Exarch talking. Oh, no, not Exarch. It is Emmett Selk talking. And he's talking about the coming of the end. Obviously, what we had at the end of 5.0 with Emmett Selk talking about the noise and the end of basically their world is now being kind of reprojected on us by our not so favorite step cousin, Fan Daniel. Because he just wants everything to end. He's gone full Sundari. It's like, I don't care if Xeno gets you or not. This is all going to the end. Whether you like it or not.
A hermit, bro. Please. Leave the rest of us alone to our murder hoboing, our turn-ins, our deliveries, whatever. Like, we're happy here. Stay in your lane. Go away.
The way I see it is like Xenos is Sundari for us, while Fandangle is Sundari for Xenos. Like, that's how I'm seeing it. It's like, well, you know, you're in the way, so I might as well just get rid of you. But I'll give you a chance, but it's not going to happen.
I think there's a jealousy thing going on here that's carried over from Asahi. I really do.
It probably is.
Like, Xenos wants to, like, murder us. But he doesn't want to murder Fan Daniel. He's just like, leave me alone. And Fan Daniel obviously doesn't like that. And I'm like, okay, why are you taking that out on me? That's not my problem.
That's interesting, especially like the whole idea that some feelings or memories or emotions might carry over from the body to whoever's occupying it.
No. But it cuts back to the moon, because obviously Zeno's
fabulous Maybelline cape flip.
Yes. Oh my god, that cape flip. Oof.
Somebody caption that. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's like... Maybe it's a jump potion.
Oh god. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's a jump potion.
It's fabulous. Like, that whole flip is like... Dark Knight looked edgy and cool. Paladin just looks fabulous.
Yeah,
like the whole thing says to me, it's just like, I am glamorous now. I'm Paladin and I'm amazing and I'm not crap like I was in, you know, 2.0.
Yeah. Like, yes, I can see it. Just Dark Knight had that whole, I'm going to throw this sword onto my shoulder and look completely edgy. And then Paladin's just like, oh, yeah, well, I'm fabulous.
Moment.
I'm just fabulous.
I love it.
The response I would have to that would be an Edna Mode meme saying, no kids.
No kids. Oh, yes. God. Yes. No kids. I love this.
Oh my god. I would love to see somebody actually post that too. Just right after he does it, and it just zooms out and then just cuts to her saying, no kids.
Somebody will within the next. Probably.
Oh yeah.
If after they haven't already, they yes, somebody will.
If you have, or if you've seen it, please tag us, Aetherstream Podcast, on our Twitter. I would love to see it.
So fall 2021 is when we get this.
Yes, fall. It's going to be a while, but given I'm everything shocked. That's happened this year, I'm not actually surprised.
I'm shocked it's even this year. Like kudos that they've actually managed to get a release date for this year. I don't care if it's buggy as all get out. Like, if they're giving us an expansion this year in the fall, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, that's it. Like, just snatched. I'm bald now. You know, I am shocked.
Yep. Considering, like, we've had a lot of, we didn't have All Saints Wake this past year. Also, Little Ladies' Day and Valentine's Day merge. So I think that they're kind of cutting out some of the fat in order to make it happen, in which so I appreciate.
They've made the sacrifices necessary.
Yeah. But still, there's a lot of time between now and fall. I think that it'll probably release sometime in the fall, but if it gets pushed back a month, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think they'll see a blip. They will see a blip in people subbing and leaving for a while, but you know, we're getting an expansion. They say we're getting one, so even if it's pushed back by a little bit, I figured it would be the middle of next year at the earliest, considering how big these things are and how much work gets poured in.
Yes, because we're not dealing with just our usual classes, but like they bumped Blue Mage up to 70 this last patch. I was about to say expansion, and it was like, no, it's not expansion. Mm-hmm. And like for them to do that instead of waiting till like 6.1 or something, it kind of makes me wonder, like, did they do that just so they didn't have to develop it so they can put focus everything else on other stuff?
I mean, if we're being honest here, if we're being completely candid, like if I were them, I would have just been like, sod Blue Mage. Like, I'm sorry to any of you that really love that class, but it is a limited job. It is not used in any of the content like that you can go in with a regular duty finder. Like, I would have just been like, you can take a you can go to the back of the bus for a while. Like, you can sit there. You're good where you are for now.
I mean, at the same time, I think that there is the possibility that they may actually make Blue Mage a regular job, just because it seems like the community response to the limited jobs hasn't been exactly great.
Right, we talked about this last time. It really hasn't been the best. People are not responding well to the whole idea of a limited class that you can't pick up and play with your friends. Also, Blue Mage, I'm not going to lie, it's a lot of work. It looks like a lot of work. And it is, you know?
It is. I have yet to get any of my primal abilities for the level 50.
And I feel like I have 99 spells. I'm like, wait, oh.
Hold on. Play a class, they get their abilities. They don't have to go out and farm them. There isn't a percentage chance that you won't get it. It is frustrating, and I understand why that limited class is frustrating. And if they do make that into a regular class, as Dylan is suggesting, I think that would breathe new life into it. I think people would be picking up and playing with it more often. It would need a great amount of balance and adjusting, considering some of those skills, guys. Like level 5 death?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, just that's going to need some work.
There's level 5 death and doom, and then they added ultra vibration, which... That one's pretty broken too. So,
oof.
It automatically kills anyone that's frozen or petrified.
Oh so. Yeah. Like I can see them, like, especially like how you can't paralyze or sleep or stun bosses when we had the abilities in dungeons. Like, I can see them kind of like nerfing it to where it's like, oh, they resisted it. Oh, they resisted it. Why are you still trying? I mean, I can
switch some of those skills around to do something different. The mob will have something. It does something different on Blue Mage.
Yeah. Oh, the Droom. Now their defenses are weak. Oh, I mean, no.
Good trade-off.
Yeah, would be. Oh, man, they went into an emo phase. Now you have to listen to My Chemical Romance.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry.
Sir, apologize to our audience.
Okay, I'm very sorry, guys. We'll now continue on with Sage.
Say, are you really sorry, though? Are you?
I don't know. I didn't go through an email phase. I didn't even know who My Chemical Romance was until like 2014. Like, I heard the song, but I didn't know that was the name of the band, and I didn't know, you know, there was other music.
So I used to paint my nails black in middle school, so I'm like, hold up.
Their hairstyles were also terrible. That's what I hated the most. Pure cringe, a school fight.
Yes.
So, new class. It is, and I was loving to say DD White Mage, but it's not a White Mage. it's
barrier sage. Healer.
Yeah, barrier healer is what they're trying to go with. And the weapon that they're using is called Nolith's.
Yep. Original weapon conceived in the Final Fantasy universe. The Final Fantasy 14 universe, I should say.
Sounds like a type of medication.
So, nerd moment, it's actually... I know the word new refers to, like, the mind in Greek, and then lists is stone. So it's like mind stone. Like, that's like a really rough translation of it, but...
That's
do I hear Avengers Endgame?
Let me power these flying gnats with my mind that will also heal you. I mean, you gotta look at that trailer for that class and say, hey, it's actually pretty rad. Like, how are you controlling those things?
With my mind.
Though, does it?
It's definitely... Yeah, definitely, if they do say it ends up being from Charlay, it's probably like a newer development, like recent modern time sort of thing. Versus, yep. Like, something they were inspired by recently, versus, like, because, like, Astrologian is Charlayne, but that's been around since, like, the beginning of the era, so I've had about, like, several hundred years of playing it all out, but we'll see.
Yeah,
I'm curious. The Charlayne's, but don't they just never share anything?
Yeah, they're very isolation, they're isolationist policy. Don't get involved with any war or any conflict. It's none of our business.
And you spend most of the Astrologian quests with somebody coming after you trying to murder you. Like,
yeah, because you stole their knowledge.
Yeah, because you stole their knowledge. It's like, okay.
Quote, quote.
Half of Eorzea stole your knowledge now. Can you please get over yourselves and just share nicely with the other children?
No, my nudith.
My nudith. All right, pack of nerds.
So, they use their Aether to manipulate their Noliths in combat, and they can boost their own magical abilities. But as Crow was saying, they are a healer and a barrier, mostly barrier. But that is to remain to be seen until we get an actual play and test.
I mean, SC, no more spamming physics sounds good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. SC, if you listen to this by chance, can we go to one of those little demo things, please?
The media tours.
Send us like some deets. We love you. We love you very much.
You don't have to invite all of us. Just whatever one you invite.
Hold up. Wait a second.
I have guests.
That is just the three musketeers.
Way,
hello.
Yeah.
Well, four musketeers.
The only way to determine that is if we like this round by combat.
Can I finish real quick?
Okay.
Thank you.
No.
If by chance you do invite one of us, can you make sure that Fan Daniel is like somewhere in a arm's reach vicinity that we can punch?
Oh my god!
Oh, like Kafka, Kafka, but with Fan Daniel's face.
Yes, I vote that we can punch it. Punchable. Because let's be honest, she probably punches the hardest out of all of us.
I know. Or if you can't invite us, can you at least send us each one of those little punching Fan Daniels? I was about to say Nathaniel. But Fan Daniel.
Yeah, like a little expansion booklet. Like, come on, give us some tea. Spill it. We want to know.
Yes. But other than that, Yoshi-P had a shirt on, and I don't know if anybody caught the reference of the shirt. And I'm trying to find it in my notes here, wherever I've tossed it. It was The Filth and the Fury. Was written on it. It had what looked like a Grim Reaper on the shirt as well.
So Necro, maybe.
That's a lot of people guessing that, and he even commented on it, but didn't give anything away.
Yeah.
There's also another T-shirt that he had on before that. That was something about the neighborhood. I think that T-shirt, and then he actually had on a third T-shirt later. All of them actually reference various death metal punk bands.
Yeah. And I will say that first shirt that he had on, I'm trying to remember what it was now. It said something.
No comment shirt.
Yes, the no comment shirt. Like that was the weirdest one out of all the shirts they had.
He said he referred to it because like when they were asking him if Sage was inspired by Gundam, he's like he pointed to his shirt and he said no comment. So I don't know if his intent was to just be like, don't ask me if this is Gundam related. Because it probably is.
It could also be a throwback to people asking him constantly about Viera. I can see him being a little tongue-in-cheek about that. Like, are Viera going to be in Final Fantasy 14 yet? No comment.
No.
Now you don't have to ask me anymore. Because his Bugs Bunny shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was funny.
So, out of, like, all of the potential jobs that we could have, the only one that I can think of that may use a scythe, like I was mentioning, it looked like there was a scythe on Xenos' throne next to him, is obviously Necromancer. We'll find out come May in our actual fan fest, but kind of take what you think and hold on to it, but don't swallow it just yet.
Yeah, we just know it's a melee DPS. That's all we've been given at this point.
There is some talk to about some of the teachers somehow referencing like Templar or Rune Knight.
I've seen the Templar reference. I've seen a Reaper reference. Well, we'll see. It's very they're very good at keeping that stuff mum until.
Yeah, I've even had people mention that it could possibly be a Beastmaster. Which I kind of find a little hard to believe, because if it was a Beastmaster, I could see more like... What's that?
Considering all of the punk shirts, you think he'd have animal shirts if he was going to do Beastmaster.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, if I see Beastmaster, the first thing that comes to my mind is like a club or, you know, something more for herding. Not
one of those really cringe Three Wolf Moon shirts.
Yes. But as he was also explaining, Endwalkers is the end of this story arc. Not the end of the game, just the arc. So it all started with, and I actually talked to Kuroa with this. It started back in 1.1. I think it was 1.1 or 1.12 when they started to talk about Dalamud and bringing it down. And of our story arc ends at the end of the 6.0 story. So when the expansion comes out, that is the end of this arc. Which makes perfect sense, especially lining up with the 1.0 where when Yoshi-P and the team took on at the 1.0 status. Or 1.1. Wow.
Will Heidlin and Zodiac negotiate their custody battle? Like,
who's gonna
win? Do neither of them win? Do we eat them both? Like, what is gonna happen? They're saying that this whole divorce battle between the two of them and this whole slap fight is gonna come to an end. And I'm just like, something is going to explode. If it's not the moon, then I'm gonna be. I know something's gonna get destroyed. I mean, we see the whole world in flames, but I'm sure that's just Fandaniel, like, being a bit of a knob, you know. But are they going to blow up the moon? Is this going to be a Majora's Mask situation where the moon crashes into the world? Like, what is it? Because it the two Elder Primals, and they're going to be, like, over by the end of the expansion. They're going to be old news, old hat.
Yep.
So what's going to happen to them? Like, how do we... The possibilities are endless.
The sky is the limit. Hint, nudge.
The one thing that I keep on thinking that if the whole, you know, as Anki puts it, the custody battle between Heidelin and Zodiac is done with, like that whole storyline is over, that implies to me that the rejoining or whatever you want to call it has kind of somehow happened. And I keep on thinking about like the different areas in the first from Shadowbringers and where those would potentially go in the source. And I'm like, there's nothing in the source really that we would all be too terribly sad that has gone away, because like the Crystarium would go on top of the Crystal Tower. You could still do the Crystal Tower raid. I mean, it might take out more Dona, but really who's going to be that sad about that?
I mean, they don't even have a market board, guys. Come on, do we really need that in our lives? I mean, all the other people can just relocate to somewhere else, like Idyllshire, for example.
Yeah. And then Yulmore, I mean, that's not on top of Limsa. That's somewhere further down the coast, I think. So I don't know.
Don't smash Limsa. That I would be sad to lose because my wife lives there.
Still maintain that Limsa is going away. I don't think it's gonna last. I don't think it's making it through the expansion, especially when the video starts off like I think Tilp said, they're clearly in Lanacea. So if that's where Ground Zero is, then Limsa's not gonna make it.
Oh, maybe they'll stop with that nonsense and go back to being like a pirate flotilla or something. That'd be pretty neat, like a city of ships.
Potentially. I think especially like in the recent MSQ, like where you have Merrillweb kind of making peace with the Beast Tribes, I think we're going to see something where Limsa, the city, is going to be done for, and all of the people are going to have to take refuge with the Beast Tribes, at least for a little bit. They're going to actually have to rely on them for some sympathy, which I think would be interesting.
Huh. I wouldn't have much sympathy. Like, I understand that she's trying to patch things up, but I wouldn't have
too much. Several centuries of bloodshed that they're going to have to figure out how to recompense for. That's going to... That's rough.
Yeah, but it's that is kind of somewhat parallel to the same cycle that you have going on between Heidelin and Zodiark. It's like at some point, somebody has to choose to stop the cycle. Mm-hmm. And it would be interesting if it's the air quote beastmen who are actually a bit more progressive in this aspect.
Yes. But continuing on, because we do have it scheduled to set through, unfortunately. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. So, obviously, we've got the easy-to-read part, level 90 cap. And then we have new areas, and Enki, I believe, was the one that... Enki or Dylan?
Hon, yes!
Yes! Mm-hmm. I want to point out, I love the aesthetic that they give. Like, it is just in the middle of a nice forest. It's vibrant in colors. Like, it's very heavily, like, India-inspired. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just especially with the beast tribe that's over there with the elephant. Tonga. The Tongas, yes. Or Mutongas, god dang it. All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm going back to my corner.
It feels very Amazonian. I love this art. It's very Amazon River. It's very kind of like civilization tucked away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the concept art for Radzat Han is beautiful. It just is all of the birds fluttering by it. It's tall, it's statuesque. It's kind of like built on top of this. I'm guessing it's a mesa or a butte.
Nice little plateau there.
Of some of the cities in Horizon Zero Dawn, so I love that look. Love it, love it, love it. It's so vibrant and colorful. Just look at it. It's like a kid went loose on it with a pack of crayons and no rules.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other spots that they actually implemented was Garlemald, but this isn't the same Garlemald that we have been seeing in previous snippets, but like most recent ones. Obviously, hell's gone loose there. It is not the same capital that it was before. Like,
yeah, the housing prices have dropped, shall we say.
This is what happens when, you know, Ishgard restoration is completed. Everybody just vacated Garlemald and just headed straight to Ishgard.
Like, oh, there's no housing in Garlemald. Screw this. We're gonna go live in Ishgard.
Exactly.
Oh, the property values of that place. Look at that.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, where do you think we got all the materials from?
Oof.
You think that all came from the sea of clouds?
Stole them all.
Yes.
We have a history of retainers bringing us walls. So those walls came from somewhere.
Exactly. I just want to point out, like, I don't remember their pillar having so many spikes at the base, but then I never actually paid attention to the base of their towering spire or whatever it's going to be called.
Maybe FanDaniel just added a few more to be edgy. We don't know. His decor choices leave a lot to be desired, much like his attitude. I mean, you want to add some more spikes to it, go ahead. You could not seem any more edgy, and Dark Knight was the poster child for the last expansion.
I know you guys can't see this right now, but I'm kind of looking at Croatoan right now, especially after the 2018 Fan Fest.
Oh, yeah.
So you want us to put spikes on top of spikes on top of spikes. Yeah. Spikes on spikes on spikes. Yes.
I don't regret any of that.
You have inspired 6.0 with spikes.
Like, is this a tower, a spire, a majestic spire, or a porcupine? Because I can't tell.
Yes.
If you squint, it kind of looks like a porcupine.
It's the new Shadow, not Sonic, Shadow the Hedgehog.
No, I hate that. Let's stop. Let's put that back in the box where nobody will ever find it. I don't like that.
All right, so for this next part, I'm going to give out a volume warning for everybody. Cover your ears, because we're going to talk about the new threat that we get to face and how some of us may actually enjoy it. Anima, Final yes! Fantasy X.
Yes!
Like, right when I saw that, and I made the mistake of leaving my chat open, it went from, like, people just spamming random stuff to, Anima! And it was, like, probably constant for the next, like, minute to a minute and a half after they posted the picture.
So who, like, is this dude? I haven't played 10. Tell me why he's so special.
He looks
pretty terrifying.
Let me. Okay.
I'm going to give this to Dylan Thorne.
Yay! Okay, so Anima in Final Fantasy X, like, is pretty much like the darkest, edgiest backstory to any summon that I can think of so far. It is essentially the mother of one of the main bad guys. The mother essentially had to sacrifice herself to create this summon after living a life in, like, a city and a culture where pretty much, like, everybody despised her. And that was, like, the one thing that she could think to do to try to bring her biracial son at least some credibility amongst his people. And it was just basically, like, that summon is representing all of, like, the kind of the pain and the frustration of that and still having to give more. And
so that would, like, explain why he's in a spiky crash and yes. He's not been taught about proper dental hygiene. He looks like he's got pink eye. His hair is dyed different colors, so he's obviously rebelling. And he's got a TV tray in front of him. He's not been taught to sit at a table.
Okay, no. So the TV tray in 10 was actually, like, the body of the guy's dead mother chained to Anima as, like, a pendant.
That is not an appropriate thing to have as a TV tray, young man.
No, it was so dark. And then when Seymour, the one guy, like, summons him, Anima, like, for the spell is just called pain. That is it. It inflicts pain on everybody and just completely wrecks everything. And it's amazing.
So he's our new bad guy. He's our new big bad.
One of the trials. It's going to be one of the trials. When they do a title card like that, it's usually like a boss fight of some sort.
Well, he looks terrifying, suitably.
I would not be surprised if Anima is basically what wrecks Garlemald. Because think about, like, Xenos' backstory. If you have played 10, Xenos' backstory has a lot of parallels to Seymour in Final Fantasy X. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, and Xenos' mom passed away when he was born, which, like, framed a lot of why his father treated him the way he did. There was a lot of, like, resentment between father and son because the mother died. So I can see it. I can see some connections there.
Yeah, there's a lot of callbacks in the new expansion, at least so it seems right now. A lot of callbacks to previous Final Fantasies. There's callbacks to Final Fantasy X with Anima. There's callbacks to, especially, like, there's a lot of callbacks to Final Fantasy IX, which is, so then Final Fantasy IX was very much nostalgic to, I think, Final Fantasy 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah. It is, like, I can really see, that's the one thing I'm excited about more than anything, is this is, like, the greatest hits of all of some of the best parts of Final Fantasy, but done so much better than, I'm sorry for no shade meant, but so much better than the Omega Raid series.
Yes.
So, like, and especially, like, the one new raid is going to be Pandemonium. That actually is so cool. But anyways.
Larboard and starboard, everybody. That's what makes it the worst raid tier ever. Hated it. Never do that again. Absolutely do not do that to me. I agree with Dylan on this one. It's just like, Omega, out, get in the bin. Let's have this new stuff.
Yep. The thing is, what drives me crazy about that mechanic is that they literally changed the word to port on purpose because it was causing problems back in the day with sailors. So if back in the day they changed the word on purpose, Koji was doing that 100% the troll.
And what, I'm not even remotely surprised.
Like, there was he absolutely knew what he was doing because they didn't like the word back then, so...
Nope.
Yoko Taro should get married. They'd be a match made in heaven. Okay, so why does Pandemonium, the new high-end raid, why does that have...
La Habrea?
Why is La Habrea there?
La Habrea is there because raisins.
Yeah, they... They're keeping it to themselves for now, but it's definitely going to have something to do... I think it's definitely going to have something to do with his position in the convocation as a creator, you know, something to that effect. Like, some last-minute thing he tried to do before he passed away, or
like,
something.
Okay, my dude, what did you break before?
Yeah, it's like, what you leave behind that we didn't know that you left behind, and now is suddenly becoming relevant because Fandaniel pulled it out of the earth or something. Like, yeah. That's my assumption is the tower has something to do with him.
I have some theories, and again, this is kind of based off of callbacks to Final Fantasy IX. So if you play Final Fantasy IX, there's a point where actually Zidane and all of the party end up going to one of the moons. There's twin moons in Final Fantasy IX, which is, you know, something that we know something about. So they go to the moon, and they get there, and essentially it's kind of like this place called, I think, is it Terra or Gaia or something like that?
I can't remember. Those two.
Yep.
But the main city in there is called Pandemonium. And the whole point of Pandemonium is essentially it was the storage place, a city to store the memories of this lost people. And ooh. I don't know about you, if this is sounding familiar.
Yeah, memories have been a really big part of the game lately. So.
Yeah. So it's the storage place for the memories of this lost people. And the idea is that once they merge Terra with Gaia, is that they'll bring all the people back. And Zidane's people are essentially like the genomes. They're pod people, which going back to my theory about the Garleans being pod people, right. Once they do the rejoining, then they're going to take the memories of all those lost people and put them in the bodies of the genomes. So,
you know, Dylan, every time you say the Garleans are pod people, I'm just like, okay, does the umbilical cord attach to their head?
Okay, the dot. So this is also kind of maybe, I don't know, possibly a competing theory or somehow it's going to go in with the whole Garlean pod people thing. If you look up something, I can't remember which Final Fantasy it is, but there's this race called the Lunarians. Basically, Lunarians live on the moon. What a surprise. And one of the hallmarks is they're pretty much largely very humanoid looking, with the exception of that they have a crescent moon shape on their forehead, exactly where the Garlean third eye would be.
Oh, so they're all cosplaying Sailor Moon. That's fine.
Yeah. So, and actually the main bad guy in that particular Final Fantasy is a Lunarian. So, and that's kind of where I'm like looking at Xenos with a little bit of a side eye, kind of like, huh.
Yeah. I think you are probably spot on, especially considering that when I just looked it up, it is a part of the Final Fantasy IV chronology that they did. Going to the moon with the space whale.
Oh, yeah. I played 4. That was one of the really random. I didn't expect that part, but that was a lot of fun.
I hate to say this, but we are cutting it close. Actually, we're actually over time, but I'm going to finish it up here with some quick snippets. We are seeing a HPE/damage reconfiguration, so we'll talk more about that later on. Obviously, we're seeing belts removed, but we still have belts.
Not about that. Not me.
They're not contributing to my glamour. I don't care. Get rid of them. In the bin.
Exactly. And of course, they're going to repurpose the spaces for those belts to other weapons and armor slots. And then the last thing I want to point out is that we are getting three new minions, which is Final Fantasy IV inspired.
Love them.
Which is I'm fairly sure it's, yeah, it's four. It's Rosa, Edge, and Rita. Burita. And then the mount, which is a first, as far as I'm aware of, 8-person mount. And it is the Stop Lunar it. Whale.
It's the bus.
It's the bus.
I always wanted.
Yep. And looking at it, it kind of slightly resembles the Void Ark in a way, but in a whale form. Because I could see the little things sticking out of the bottom that look like the little swishies on the Void Ark.
Mm.
Yep.
Kind of looks like that thing we trash in the fight before we fight Hades. I can't remember what that thing is called. It looks like a giant piano or organ or something.
The Therian.
Yes. Too many laser beams.
Beast of Armageddon, or whatever it was.
Yes. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. We know it's been a little while since we posted the last one, but again, the world was coming to weird conclusions. Things were happening. We're now back through it, and we are now working again with podcasts. So this one will go up, and then the next one, we will actually be diving into the 5.4, even though I said that's what we were going to do last time. This time, it is for sure that we'll go into 5.4 content, and we'll talk more about that.
Yeah,
but thank you guys for
We do what we want.
Yes. So thank you guys for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Let us know. Send us the pics and all that on Twitter. If you can find one of, like, I don't know if you guys noticed the musician, Alex, he posted a Daft Punk mixture.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay attention. I had it on Twitter and I had it playing and it looped. And by like the fifth loop, I'm like, is this looping or is this? And then I looked at it and it was actually looping because he had seamlessly put it together just right.
Farewell, Daft Punk.
Yes, farewell Daft Punk. So, but post us the Edda pictures, especially the no capes.
Give us some and memes.
Yes, give us some memes. We would love to see some memes, especially with more experimental stuff that we have in the works. Hopefully you guys will get to see fruit over the summer or spring and summer, and hopefully you guys will enjoy that as well. But that's it for now, guys. We hope you take it easy and stay safe. But until next time, guys, we wish you all a wonderful eve.